Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishnanand Prabhu to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call? Hare Krishna.
We cannot hear you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, yes, yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association and time. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4th, Chapter 22. Which is entitled as Prithu Maharaj's meeting with the Kumaras. Text number 48 we are reading. Maitreya uvacha ta atma yoga pataya adi rajena pujitaha shilam tadiyam sham santaha khe bhavan mishatam nunam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, being thus worshipped by Maharaj Prithu, the four Kumaras, who were masters of devotional service, became very pleased. Indeed, they appeared in the sky and praised the character of the king, and everyone observed them. Purport. It is said that the demigods never touch the surface of the earth. They walk and travel in space only. Like the great sage Narada, the Kumaras do not require any machine to travel in space. There are also residents of the Siddha Loka who can travel in space without machines. Since they can go from one planet to another, they are called as Siddhas. That is to say, they have acquired all mystic and yogic powers. Such great saintly persons who have attained complete perfection in mystic yoga are not visible in this age on the earth because humanity is not worthy of their presence. The Kumaras, however, praised the characteristics of Maharaj Prithu and his great devotional attitude and humility. The Kumaras were greatly satisfied by King Prithu's method of worship. It was by the grace of Maharaj Prithu that the common citizens in his domain could see the Kumaras flying in the outer space.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, so I'd like to welcome all of you for this Srimad Bhagavatam session. We're reading from Canto 4th, Chapter 22, Maharaj Prithu's meeting with the Kumaras. Like to once again read the translation. Maitreya is saying this. The great sage Maitreya continued, being thus worshipped by Maharaj Prithu, the four Kumaras who were masters of devotional service became very pleased. Indeed, they appeared in the sky and praised the character of the king, and everyone observed them. So till now we have been discussing this fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and the chapter number 22, Prithu Maharaj and his meeting with the four Kumaras. we have almost reached the concluding section of the chapter now. King Prithu has sufficiently inquired from the four Kumaras, and the senior most of the four Kumaras, that is Sanat Kumara, he has instructed him and whoever was present there on the path of devotional service to the Lord. And now they, after instructing King Prithu, they are about to depart from his arena to their own abode. And so it's a very interesting chapter wherein we are able to see a kind of relationship between devotees of the Lord who are into different ashramas or at a different status of varnashram. One is King Prithu, who is actually Shaktavesh, incarnation of the Lord, and there are four Kumaras who are also devotees of the Lord. So King Prithu is playing the dual role here. He is also a king who is a devotee, and he is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Shaktavesh incarnation. Lord appears for various reasons. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentions one of the reasons of descent of the Lord is Jivera Karane Asiya Prapanche Lila Koilo Suvistara. For the sake of living entities and showing them the standard by which one should live, Lord appears. And Lord do perform activities. We know that he doesn't have any desire to perform any of his activities. But Loka Sangrahame Vartham Thampaschan Karthumarhasi, in third chapter, while telling Arjuna that why he should perform his duties, he gives his own example. Nacha tasman manusheshu kaschin me priyakrittamaha bhavitana chame tasmyat anyah priyataro bhuvi. No, this is 18th chapter I am mixing here. Nacha name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana nanavaptam avaptyavyam varta eva cha karmani yadi yaham na varteyam jatu karmanya tandritah mama vartmanu vartante manushyah partha sarvashah. Lord saying that name parthasti kartavyam, I don't have any duties to be performed. Trishu lokeshu kinchana, even in the three planetary systems, bhu bhuva swaha, I don't have any duty to perform. But still, yadi yaham na varteyam jatu karman atandritah, if I show some neglect towards my duties, then people will follow my example, my path, because he has already told the universal principle of leadership in 3.21. Yadi yad acharati shrestastatta devetaro janah sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. And these are 3rd chapter, 23rd and 24th verses, which Lord says that I don't have any duty, but for the sake of general populace, I perform duties. So herein, King Prithu is performing all such activities for living entities to learn from him, because he is the Lord and he has descended in the form of a king, Shaktavesh avatar. So now King Prithu actually sufficiently worshipped these four Kumaras, and they are now about to depart. And so the word over here, it comes Adi Rajena Pujitaha. The king Pujita worshipped the four sages. So king is showing by his own example that when we meet devotees, how should we treat them? That is, he is saying that Pujita, he worshipped the four sages. And what was the reciprocation from the side of the four sages? It's not that they were accepting. Yeah, they accepted, but they did not expect that. We may not, we may accept sometimes, you know, as a devotees, when other devotees offer us obeisances, pranam, so we may accept, but we don't have to expect them to offer. So these four Kumaras were not expecting anything, but they accepted all this kind of worship offered by the King Prithu. And while reciprocating, what did they do? Shilam tadiyam shansantaha. They glorified Shilam. Shilam is character. They glorified the character of King Prithu. So one devotee is worshipping another devotee and the other devotee is glorifying one devotee. So this is actually a Vaishnav Sadachar. It's a Vaishnav culture that offering worship and glorifying the devotee. This is what we can say is the is how the Vaishnavas, they deal with each other whenever they meet. we know that this human form of life is so very rare. Durlabho manusho janmo dehinam kshanabhangvah tatrapi durlabham manne vaikuntha priyadarshanam. There are 84 lakh species of life, and we have been evolving through all these species, one after another after another. In third canto, we were discussing maybe a year ago that how, you know, there is a hierarchy of living entities. There are living entities, apadani chatushpadam. There are living entities with no legs, then there are living entities with four legs, there are living entities with two legs, and there are a whole gamut of living entities, almost 84 lakh species of life. So after going through all those species, we obtain a very rare human form of life. In fifth canto, there is a section that even the demigods, they praise the human form of life on this planet Earth, specifically in the age of Kali, because the lifespan is so short. And in that short lifespan, if we get a human birth, we can go back home, back to Godhead so easily. Imagine, we do, people do engineering, people take education in becoming a doctor. So it takes almost 4 to 5 years to complete a degree. Now if I offer you this option that there is one particular institute which will give you the same engineering degree in just 4 days, and that degree will also fetch you a job. Now there will be a lot of rush, you know, like people will like to affiliate themselves towards that university, because within only 4 days you will get the same degree. So similarly, this why I had this question, why these demigods are in line, it is said that to take human birth, is because their lifespan, you know, our 6 months are equivalent to 1 day of the demigods. Sahastra yoga paryantam aharyat brahmano vidho ratri yoga sahastrantam teho ratri vidho janah. Brahma's lifespan is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. So thousands and millions of years they spend, and then also they are not able to, the facilities over there are not enough for them to do Atma Sakshatkar. They're not conducive that much for self-realization, because the heavenly planets, they are like Bhogabhumi, you just enjoy. Kshine Punya Martya Lokam Vishanti, and chapter Bhagavad Gita tells that, you know, your pious activities are exhausted, you come down again. And now and therefore these higher planetary residents, demigods, they when they come to know that just 60-70 years of life on the planet Earth, in the Bharat, in the land over here, when we take birth, then in just 60-70 years we'll get a chance to go back home, back to Godhead, and therefore they are waiting for it. So to get a human birth itself is very, very rare, that's what we can say. And he said, tatrapi durlabham, and what is more rare than this is Vaikuntha Priyadarshanam. To get darshan of devotees of the Lord is even more rare. and then what to speak of, you know, coming to ISKCON and getting the ample association of devotees, that's what we can say is the raremost, durlabataram and durlabataram, we can say, the superlative degree. It's very, very rare. And these Vaishnavas, actually, we have always been offering this prayer, you know. Even during this Bhakti Sangha, we offer prayers, pranam to Vaishnavas. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha krupa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Actually, this prayer, we say, it has got these three elements in it. One is Vanchakalpataru. That means the devotees are like desire-fulfilling trees. They are Krupasindhu, the ocean of mercy. And third is, they are Patitanam Pavanebhyo. They are deliverer of the most fallen people. And if we study the lives of many great souls from scriptures, and their meeting with Narada Muni, so we can see that all these three characteristics can be observed to the fullest extent in the character of Narada Muni. Vanchakalpataru, just by meeting that person, all your desires are fulfilled. Now if you look back into the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, same fourth canto, there was a story of Dhruva Maharaj who wanted to perform austerity to please the Lord, but his intention was to get a kingdom greater than his ancestors, his father and forefathers. That was his desire. And he met Narada Muni. Narada Muni first of all teased him, "Your child." Actually, he was insulted by his father, not got any respect from his father, and then because of that he was angry. His mother has asked him to go and perform tapasya and please the Lord. So on the way, Narada Muni appears, and then Narada Muni says, "My dear Dhruva, why you are going there? It's not befitting for your age. You know, why are you angry?" So many things he said. And then Dhruva said, "No, your instructions are good, but my mind is now agitated. I don't listen to those instructions, you know." Actually, it happens when our minds are agitated, we cannot follow the instructions of the great souls. I normally give this analogy. We can't see our reflection in the water which is boiling. The boiling water cannot reflect. So we'll not be able to see our reflection if we turn and look into the boiling water. The water has to be serene and peaceful. Then only we can see our own reflection. So this mental agitation is not very conducive for self-realization. We need to be tranquil and we need to be peaceful first of all. We need to pacify the mind first, control the mind. Therefore, all religious scriptures, they talk about control of the mind as the essence of all the scriptures. So, Narada Muni instructed, then Dhruva told him the method of worship. Dhruva performed austerities for 6 months and then he was able to please the Lord. The Lord was pleased, and we saw Dhruva then later had to rule for 36,000 years on the planet, and his desire was fulfilled that he got a kingdom greater than his ancestors, even greater than Brahma. He got Dhruva Lok, a planet on his name. You know, we have our homes, our flats on our names. So and so. Dhruva had a planet on his name, and that was greater than Lord Brahma's planet. So his wish to get a kingdom greater than that of ancestors was fulfilled because he happened to meet Narada Muni. Vancha Kalpataru. So all desires will be fulfilled when we meet great souls and follow their instructions. Vancha Kalpataru. Then the second quality of great souls is Krupa Sindhu. They are ocean of mercy. Now again, when we see the deliverance of Nalkuvir and Manigriva and Narada Muni, Narada Muni was compassionate, ocean of mercy, and because he was having such a compassionate heart, he couldn't tolerate the condition of Nalkuvera and Manigreva. They were sons of Kuvera, and they were performing the activities which were not supposed to be performed by civilized human beings. And then Narad Muni became, we can say, so-called angry, and he cursed them. And that curse was actually a blessing. I don't know whether you can call it curse or not. But on a superficial level, yes, it was a curse to become a tree, you know, from such an elevated platform to go down into the lower species of life. Mahato bhayat, that is the great fear. Srila Prabhupada writes this verse from Bhagavad Gita. Nehabhikramanashosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Bhagavad Gita chapter number 2, verse number 40. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, what is mahato bhayat? What is the great fear? To glide down to the lower species of life, that is the greatest fear. And Nalkuvera, Manigreva with them, such a high birth, such a high residence, and they were cursed to become trees. But the point is, Narad Muni, because he is Karuna Sindhu, Krupa Sindhu, that curse turned out to be a blessing, and they became trees in Nanda Bhavan. And that's how Krishna delivered Nalkuvera and Manigreva. But when there was a discussion happening between Nalkuvera and Manigreva, they were offering prayers to Lord Krishna, who was Damodar at the time, who was himself bound. Krishna told them that because Narad Muni had thought about you, I am delivering you. So the great souls, when even when they curse, actually, that becomes a blessing. Krupa Sindhu, ocean of compassion. That was also the mood of Srila Prabhupada, we see. Obviously, he went to America in 1965 to please and to follow the order of his spiritual master. The interesting thing was that at that time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had already left the planet. And Prabhupada, there was no one to take follow-up of Srila Prabhupada, that have you gone, have you fulfilled my will that go to the foreign world and preach in English. There was no one. But still Srila Prabhupada went. Now he went there. Many times we see this one reason, that just to follow the order of his spiritual master. But there was also another reason, and the second reason was the overflowing compassion he had in his heart. Anywhere Srila Prabhupada went, he carried that mood of compassion. And that was seen, you know. One time Srila Prabhupada was there, and he happened to see some people, and he started crying just by looking at the queue. The people were standing in queue, and what was the queue for? The people were standing in queue just to board the bus. And seeing that, his compassion overflowed in the form of tears. And he said, we have been there standing in queues in the material world for so long, but no one is developing any interest in spiritual life. So that was his concern, always having that compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. So, Krupa Sindhu, this is the second quality of the great souls. And the third is, Patitanam Pavanebhyo. Patitanam means for those who are fallen, Pavanebhyo. Pavana means purify. Those great souls, they can purify even those who are fallen souls. And that we see in the character of Narad Muni. And he delivered Mrigari. Mrigari was the most fallen. Fallen to such an extent that he would half kill the animals and derive a kind of pleasure in that. Ardhamara jiva yadi dhadapada kare tabeta ananda mora bade antare. When Narad Muni asked this Mrigari, why do you half kill the animals? this was his reply. Ardhamara jivayari dhadapadakare, when I half killed his animals, and see how the tadapadakare, when I see them miserable in this condition, tadapadakare, tabeta anandamora bade antare, then my happiness from within increases. That was his nature. Imagine a kind of level he was, the kind of platform he was on. And normally on the other side, there is a total 180 degree contrast. Vyakula antare, it has been, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions this, that when he saw that, he Vyakula antare, his heart was Vyakula. Vyakula in the sense, he wanted to give his mercy. He was eager to show his mercy to the fallen Mrigari. And then we know that from that level, Mrigari went to such a high standard that, you know, the standard of Pippalikari Dikhiya. When he saw ants, actually in today's purpose, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning something, air travel, you know, we saw. Demigods never touch the surface of the earth and they walk. Like the great sage Narada, Prabhupada is giving the example of Narada Muni here. They don't require travel. So similarly, one time Narada and Angira, they were traveling in a space. They don't need any machine for traveling. They are Siddhas. They can do that. And they were traveling. And Narada Muni happened to tell Angira, one of my disciples stays here. Would you like to meet? Why not? Angira said. So they went there. And they saw something amazing. The sight was that the newly became devotee now, Mrigari, he came running, wanted to offer obeisances, but he was running in such a way, haphazard manner, they couldn't make sense of it. Why is he running like that? And then when he came over there, Pippali Kardikya, he saw some of the ants over there, and then he cleansed the surface first with his shawl and then offered obeisances. And then through that act only, Angira and Narada could understand immediately that he is now a transformed soul. So, patitanam pavanebhyo. From what level to a higher level, you know, a level higher than that. And that's how we saw, even in the life of Srila Prabhupada, what was the level of people whom he was meeting, you know, all sort of drug addicts, those who would consume LSD, and those who were breaking, breaking four regulative principles was a norm for them. You know, they couldn't live without breaking those four regulative principles. And those hippies, they were transformed to such a level that they were now distributing the knowledge given by Srila Prabhupada in the form of book distribution and constructing temples, performing aarti, and conducting ratyatras, what not, everything they were doing just by the contact of a pure devotee. So these three things we discussed, vanchakalpataru vyascha, your desires are fulfilled, Dhruva Maharaj and Narada Muni's example we saw, Kripa Sindhu Bhe Evacha, the ocean of mercy, we saw the example of Nalkuvir and Manigiriva and Narada Muni, and Patitanam Pavanebhyo. They are the deliverer of the fallen souls, Narada Muni and Mrigari example we saw. And yes, there are many examples of Srila Prabhupada as well. Herein we were discussing that King Prithu, he worshipped four Kumaras. Now, for us, what do you mean by worship of devotees? Yes, we have worship of the Lord, we do aarti, pancharatrik ceremony, With the guidance of Pancharatrika, we do worship the Lord. We do worship the deity of Srila Prabhupada in Guru Puja. We do worship devotees. We do worship Guru on the Vyas Puja day. But herein, it is said, Prithu Maharaj worshipped Pujita, four Kumaras. So, worshipping the devotees means, first of all, yes, respecting them, adoring them. But real worship means worshipping the instructions given by them, worshipping their siddhantas. That is actually a real worship. We don't worship just the bodies of the devotees by offering lamps. We may not do that. Actually, we do worship in front of the Lord, actually. You know, when I got first my Brahman initiation and we are worshipping the Lord, doing arati of the Lord, we have mula mantras of the deities when we worship Esha Dupaha, and then we have mantras for the Lord. Then Esha Dupaha, then Radharani's mantra, then Esha Dupaha, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mantra, then Esha Dupaha. We all these, after worshipping, then Esha Dupaha, Param Guruve Namah, then we offer Dupa to Param Guru, then we offer to Guru. And have you seen that? Then you turn back. We turn back, and what is the mantra we chant? Esha Dupaha Sarva Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Actually, we are worshipping the devotees who are taking darshan of the Lord over there. So my understanding was that we have Radha Krishna deities and we have Prabhupada's deity in front. So my understanding before getting the Brahman initiation and starting worshipping the Lord, my understanding was that they are offering arati to the Lord, and now when they turn back, they are offering arati to Prabhupada. But it was not Prabhupada actually, because Prabhupada's deity, Prabhupada's photo is there on the altar. We have already worshipped Prabhupada, so why would again worship Prabhupada on the back? Actually, we are worshipping all the devotees over there. Esha Dhupaha Sarva Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Sarva Vaishnava, I worship all the assembled Vaishnavas over here. So that is the standard. That's also we worship. It's to make our consciousness rise to a level that yes, we need to worship these devotees of the Lord. And where we are doing, in front of the Lord, we are worshipping the devotees of the Lord. So that is the standard of Pancharatra worship. So it's not only about the physical worship. What I'm talking about is the mood of the worship is that we want to worship their Siddhanta. We want to worship their teachings. And that's what is happening over here. Sanat Kumar, one of the four Kumaras, has instructed Prithu Maharaj, and then now Prithu Maharaj is ready to carry out their orders. So following the instructions given by the devotees, taking that as the highest order, that is actually a worship. Now Srila Prabhupada, following the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and preaching in the English language to the Western audience, actually he was worshipping his spiritual master by following the instruction of his spiritual master. So we obviously have to worship the external form of the devotees and the spiritual master of the Lord, but internally we need to understand that the real worship begins when we start following the instructions of the spiritual master and instructions of the devotees of the Lord. That is real worship. And therefore, when we say that, you know, how the knowledge is revealed, Krishna, in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 34th verse, he tells Arjuna, Tadvidhi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha, those who have seen the truth, those who are self-realized, they will reveal the knowledge to you. Jnanina tattvadarshinaha, they will reveal that knowledge to you only when you have these three qualities. What are they? Pranipat, pariprasna and sevaya. So we can say that we can tap His grace, H-I-S, that stands for an acronym, His grace, H-I-S, by H means by being humble, I means by being inquisitive, and S means having the service attitude, H-I-S. His grace we can tap by H-I-S, by developing this mood of humility, by being inquisitive. Humility means, please guide me, I don't know the way. You please tell me the way and show me the way. Inquisitive means that for our further development of spiritual life, we start seeing for ourselves what the Guru is seeing. And the last is service-mindedness, the service attitude actually. And therefore it said, in one of the leadership funnels I attended, there was this, a leader is one who knows the way, who goes the way, and who shows the way. Who knows the way, he goes the way, he has traveled, and he shows the way. So similarly, jnaninah tattva-darshinah, it means they know the way. Yes, what is the way to back to Godhead? They have walked on the way, he goes the way. And the third is, he shows the way for others to follow. And there is a shloka for this actually in Srimad Bhagavatam. When demigods were offering Garbhastuti to Lord, this comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 2. Demigods offering prayers to the Lord in the womb. Swayam samuttirya sudustu rangyuman bhavar navam bhima madabra saurda bhavat padambo ruhanava matrate nidhayayata sadanugraho bhavan. Swayam samuttirya, the great souls of the Lord, they have themselves crossed over this ocean. Bhavarnavam bhimam adabra saurda. They have crossed over this ocean with the help of a boat. What type of boat? Bhavatpadambo ruhanavam atrate. The boat made up of your lotus feet, my dear Lord. The great souls, they take shelter of the boat of your lotus feet and they cross the ocean of nisayas. Now, what is this? It's the ocean of nisayas. The characteristics are bhavarnavam, the great and fierce. Bhimam, this great, fearful ocean of nisayas, they cross with the help of the lotus feet as your boat. And they cross, but they don't take, they go the way, they know the way, they go the way, but again they show the way. How? They leave behind. Bhavatpadambo ruhanavam atrate nidhayayata sadanugraho bhavan. Because you, my Lord, you are anugraha bhavan, you want to show the mercy to the foreign living entities, and therefore you respect the path which was left behind by the great souls. So the boat they leave behind so that others can board the boat and again carry the same boat and follow the same path. And therefore we say, Mahajano yena gataha sa pantaha. Whatever the path great souls has followed, we need to follow the same path. So when we follow this path given by the great souls, we also land up one day into the destination where they have boarded. That is the spiritual abode of the Lord. So this is what we, these great souls, they leave behind us, for us, the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord. Now here, in very interestingly, we see that the previous verses might have talked about the same thing. Just like to read what is the after instructing these four Kumaras, when they have instructed King Prithu, what was the first reply? The first reply, Rajovacha, text number 42, it was said that, O Brahmana, O powerful one, formerly Lord Vishnu showed me his causeless mercy, indicating that you will come to my house and confirm that blessing. You have all come and you have carried out the order. Verse number 43 is this. You have carried out the order thoroughly because you are also compassionate as the Lord. You are compassionate. And it is my duty therefore to offer something. But all I possess are but the remnants of the food taken by the great saintly persons. What shall I give you? So he was in the mood of being grateful that you have come over here. I am grateful for that. And how, whatever I have is just the mercy of the Lord and his devotees. That's all. I am made up of that. I don't have anything to offer. What can I offer? And then he said that, he continued, Oh Brahmana, my life, my wife, my children, my home, my furniture, my household, my paraphernalia, my kingdom, my strength, my land, and especially my treasury, all I offer to you, my Lord. the devotees, poor Kumaras, I offer everything to you. So he almost offer, yat karoshi, yadashnasi, yat juhosi, yat tapasyasi, kam tat karushvam. As God will offer everything to me, he was offering everything at the feet of the four Kumaras by being grateful. So that's how he was grateful to them. Similarly, when Prahlad was offering prayers to the Lord Narasimhadev, he was showing that gratitude to Narad Muni, that how can I leave my service? Soham katham nivisruje tava bhrutya sevam. How can I give up my service to your devotee Narada, who has shown me the way? So he was also showing this mood of being grateful to those who have helped me reach this level. So here Prithu is also showing us the way that we need to be grateful to the devotees, and we need to do something for them who have helped us to reach this level of Krishna consciousness. What to speak of all this? Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, in Antalila Chaitanya Charitamrita, when He would meet devotees, He was grateful to them. And what kind of gratefulness? He wanted to do something for them. I want to offer you something, my dear devotees. But I am a sannyasi and I don't have anything. Sannyasi manusha mora nahi kona dhan ki diya tomara runa karimu shodhana. This is lamentation by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sannyasi manusha mora. I am a sannyasi man. Nahi kona dhan, I don't have any dhan with me. Ki diya tomara runa, how can I repay runa? Runa means I am runi, I am indebted to you. Runa karimu shodhana, how can I repay the debt which I owe for your association, my dear devotees? Dehamatra dhana tomai kailu samarpan, my only wealth now is my body. Dehamatra dhana. What I have is only, I just possess this body. Dehamatra dhanatomai kailu samarpan, I offer my body to you. Taha vikai, you can sell this body. Vikai means you can sell this body. Taha vikai, yaha vechite tomarman. Wherever you want, you can sell my body. And that's what I can do to you. I don't have anything to offer you. Please take this. That's how Lord Chaitanya was grateful to his devotees. Now these devotees were devotees of him only, Lord Chaitanya. Mukunda, Damodar, Swarup, Nityan, all they are all devotees of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya was showing that gratitude. He was considering himself as indebted to whatever they have done. And what they had done, actually, they had been there with him, that's all. Helping him being Krishna conscious, Swarup, Damodar and Ramananda Rai. So actually, all those devotees who remind us of Krishna, who helps us to be Krishna conscious, we should be eternally indebted. Like the indebtedness King Prithu is showing, that everything, you know, you read verse number 44, everything is ready to offer to them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't have any dhana, but I have my body, and you can sell this and do anything, whatever you want. The problem with us, while living in the material world, is that we take things for granted. And that is the rule, by the way. What is the rule? Sannikarshotra martyanam anadarana karanam gangam hitvayatham nyambhastatratyo yati shuddhaye. Sannikarsha means a close association. Sannikarshotra martyanam. Martyanam means all those living entities who are supposed to die. Martyanam on this planet, Martyaloka. Sannikarshotra martyanam anadarana karanam. Anadar. Adar means respect. Anadar means to show disrespect. Anadarana karanam. Familiarity breeds contempt. We become so familiar with the devotees that we forget about being indebted and grateful. We sometimes even become callous and negligent even to offer respect to devotees of the Lord. anadarana karanam. And he gives the example. Gangam hitva yathanyambas tatratyo yati shuddhe. The person is living on the banks of the Ganga, but to purify himself, he goes to another holy place, giving up Ganga. So similar is the case with us, isn't it not? That we are living amidst the association of devotees, and to purify, we are looking for something else other than the devotees of the Lord. All the great souls of the Lord, you read their prayers. It's very interesting. The common theme you will find. Prachitas, you see. They when the Lord was pleased with their austerities and the Lord appeared, and what was the blessing they asked for? We just want association of the Lord, association of the devotees, they said. Prahlad Maharaj, he said, I want association of the Lord. Dhruva Maharaj, Bhaktim Moho Pravahatam Twaime Prasango Bhuya Dananta Mahatam Amalashayanam Yenanja Solomadam Urvyasanam Bhavabdim Neshe Bhavad Gunakatham Ratapana Matai. I bother least about my liberation, my Lord. I am satisfied with the association of devotees because I will associate, and in that association I will chant and hear your glories. Katava kathamruta matta kathamruta matta. I will be maddened by the drinking the nectarian katha, and I will automatically get liberation. I am least bothered about that. So Dhruva Maharaj prayed for association, Prahlad Maharaj prayed for association, Prachitas prayed for association of the Lord. If you have anything to offer, offer us association. So that's how the common theme we see, the greatness of association of the Lord. And Mother Devahuti, she says that, what is solid cheating by Maya? It's an amazing translation I came across in the third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, 23rd chapter, the last verse, 57th verse. Devahuti inquiring from her son, who is Lord himself, Lord Kapila. And she says, she concludes the chapter, she says that, Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Drudham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumukshe Bandhanat. She says that, Saham Bhagavato Nunam, Bhagavato, Lord, you are here, Vanchita Mayaya Drudham, Vanchita Mayaya. Mayaya means by the Maya, by the illusory energy of the Lord. Vanchita, it means I'm bereft of, I'm cheated. Drudham, Srila Prabhupada translated, is a solid cheating by Maya. What is the solid cheating by Maya? She says, Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya. I obtained you who could offer liberation, Vimuktidam, but na Mumukshe Bandhanat, but I didn't sought for liberation. I got your association, but I took that association for granted. Anadarana Karanam. And because of that, I have been solidly cheated by Maya. So, we similarly, in the same sense, we may live in the association of devotees, but we give entry to Maya and allow her to cheat us. When we take this association of devotees for granted. So therefore, we should never take this association of devotees, which is very rare, tatrapi durlabham manne vaikuntha priya darshanam. Just to get darshan of the devotees of the Lord is so rare in this human form of life. So we should always contemplate upon these mantras, contemplate on the prayers all these great souls offer to the Lord. Specifically, when I go in front of the Lord, I offer prayers offered by these great souls in the form of shlokas. You know, they offer a template that they are. And when I see that they are asking for association, which I have already got, so I should take it seriously. I should not only take it seriously, utilize it properly for my own self, and try to give it to others. Try to give it to others. Inviting others to take pleasure in the association of the Lord, association of the devotees of the Lord. And that's what is so pleasing. So to not allow Maya to cheat us, to block that. We are in the material world. Obviously, the rule over here is that we already saw that we tend to take things for granted. Sannikarshotra martyanam anadarana karanam. We are going to take things for granted, but we should be conscious So therefore, when we chant these prayers, Vanchakalpaturu, we should be conscious of chanting these prayers, that, you know, yes, devotees of the Lord, they can fulfill all the desires. We just read mechanically most of the times. We should offer these prayers, pronounce with the heart. And that's what we saw from the lives of Sanatana and Rupa Goswami. If you see, there are Sambandha and Abhideya Acharya of our Sampradaya, they would offer pranams to the devotees of the Lord thousands and thousands of times. That's what we see in their life. So we should also offer obeisances to the Lord, but not forget to offer obeisances to the devotees of the Lord. And not only offering obeisances mechanically, not only saying verbatim, but also mean it, and praying to them from the core of our heart. Yes, we long for that association, and yes, we value that association. So when we value it, when we value it, that value will create our value in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, He is valuing that association. When the Lord will see that, yes, this person is valuing what has been offered to him, I should value that person. And when Lord values us, what is to be said of that when Lord considers his devotees as valuable? So that is what I had to say. So thank you for hearing and giving me an opportunity to share a few thoughts from Srimad Bhagavatam with all of you. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for enlightening us. Thank you so much how you tell us that after every RTV we worship devotees, how we should care them and we should respect them. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So now I would request all the devotees, if they have any question or comments for Prabhuji, they can ask now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Go ahead, Mataji.
Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and very nice descriptions and examples that you give, and Vanchakalpataru, yes, the meaning of that, and also you are talking about the hot water, reflection of your face, such a nice practical, Prabhuji, we could understand. When we are agitating, our mind is agitating, it's like anger means you are high. So that time you cannot see, you cannot take anybody's suggestion or anything like that. So you are giving very nice example, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Very practical class, Prabhu. Such a beautiful class in the morning. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I have the same comments that it was really, really nice, especially the one that your explanation was beautiful, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a lovely class. Thanks for the beautiful analogies, and your classes are always beautiful. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanma Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Very, very amazing class, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you were saying giving the long form of His grace. H for humility, I for inquisitiveness.
Inquisitiveness. And S for service attitude. Actually, they are all three, you know, Pranipat, Pariprasna and Sevaya.
Yeah.
Pranipat is humble, being humble. Pariprasna is being inquisitive. And Sevaya is
service.
Serving. Yeah.
And also, Prabhuji, the qualities of the leader, like he knows the way, like that you said. Can you repeat that?
Three things. He knows the way, first of all. Second, he goes the way. Goes the way means he himself has walked on the way. And third is, he shows the way. He shows others as well to follow that path. He knows, first of all, then he walks, and then he shows.
Very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Your study is so high and deep. Catching you up is very hard for us, Prabhuji. At least for I'm talking myself. All the verses and everything is so, you know, deep. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We look forward for your more association, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. How nice you narrating today's class. It is specially for me. Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Please give your assistance regularly.
And worshipping devotees is really, eye-opening, Prabhuji. It's like we have to always not just respect devotees, we have to worship them. So, mm-hmm. We have to keep reminding ourselves all the time.
Yes, Prabhuji, that point is pressed too hard. Thank you very much. But pranam. Hare Krishna. Well, if no one has any question or comments, Prabhuji.
So we can take a break now.
Yeah, we can end the call, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Hare Krishna. Vancham kaltaru vishya kripa sindhu evacha patita nam pavne bhyo vishvepyo namo namah. Anant koti vishvan ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. His Grace Krishna Dhana Prabhu ki jai. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.